Chapter 2 Peyton knew she was speeding, but she wanted to get to Mama Lulu's to pick up the order she'd called in, and then to the salon. If Celia had planned to marry on the weekend, she doubted whether they would have been able to secure an appointment. The technicians at Unique Creations were usually booked up 2 to 3 weeks in advance. She gave Celia a sidelong glance. She was a feminine version of her brother, reminding Peyton of a doll with her small round face, black curls grazing the nape of her neck, large dark eyes, and pert nose, curved mouth, and thumbprint dimpled brown cheeks.
"I'm sorry I came at you like a rabid dog," Peyton apologized.
Pressing the back of her head to the headrest, Celia closed her eyes.
"And I'm sorry if you misunderstood me. I would never presume to identify your racial designation. I have an uncle with light green eyes whose hair was much lighter than yours. He has a grandson who looks exactly like him, even though Alejandro's parents both have black hair. When Uncle Josh tans, his complexion is similar to yours. And he doesn't bite his tongue when he brags about being an Afro-Cuban down to the marrow in his bones."
Peyton felt duly chastised. People who hadn't seen her parents would rudely ask, "What are you?" And her pat comeback was, "An American. I inherited my eye color from my father and everything else from my mother. Mom is very mild-mannered and laid back, and the only time I witnessed her going ballistic was when I came home to tell her that my second-grade teacher, who was new to the school, asked me what I was. When I'd innocently told her my name, she said she knew that, but wanted to know.